The Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. NASCAR contenders and pretenders are separated at Phoenix. NHRA crowns their champions in Pomona. Rivalries are brewing and boiling, and we could tear up some steel down in Miami. Oh yeah, all this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, November the 13th, not Friday, but Monday the 13th, 2017, from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds. Thank you for tuning in to the fastest half hour in racing. We are on racersreunion.com, Facebook Live, and speedwayreport.com. Down in the North Myrtle Beach, ZRN Studios. Producer Jeff Gilder is with us until the top of the hour. Getting close to Thanksgiving. We're not slowing down. Well, maybe a little bit with the results, but we still got plenty of racing action to cover from this past weekend. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Tour was part of the triple header out in Phoenix, Arizona. They raced yesterday afternoon, and a little swan song storybook ending, almost ending, for Matt Kenseth as he takes the Joe Gibbs Toyota to victory lane yesterday, which maybe possibly could be his next to last Cup Series race. The Xfinity Series and Truck Series for NASCAR were also out in Phoenix on Saturday. William Byron won the race in the Xfinity Series, and Friday night Johnny Sauter took the Truck Series race. Formula One cars competed down at one of their historic tracks in Interlagos, Brazil, where Sebastian Vettel stood atop the podium in his Ferrari with another win. Lewis Hamilton, the drive of the day, started the race from pit lane after a practice crash, came all the way to fourth and only a few car lengths behind third place Kimi Raikkonen, that close to a podium finish from starting in the pit lane. NHRA finished their season in Pomona, California, in Top Fuel. Brittany Force won the ladder as well as the championship for 2017. In Funny Car, your winner on the day was Tommy Johnson Jr. Your champion for the year, Robert Height. In Pro Stock, another swing for the fence and doubleheader hit. Bo Buttner, he takes the win and the championship in Pro Stock. And in Pro Stock Bikes, Andrew Hines was your winner. Eddie Krawick is the series champion. USAC Sprints, they're out west in Paris, California. Thursday night's race was won by Chase Stockin. On Friday night, Brady Roa won the A-Main. And on Saturday, Kevin Thomas Jr. At the end, do all the math, Chris Windham is the USAC Sprint Car National Champion. And yesterday afternoon, the Pavement Super Late Models contested the Governor's Cup 200 at New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Ty Majeski took the checkered flags there. Everyone with one eye on Pensacola, Florida, and the Snowball Derby coming up in 2 weeks. This was a good race, a good tune-up for a lot of the Florida late model guys. Some of them will be up in my neck of the woods this coming weekend over Thanksgiving in Kenley, North Carolina, at the Southern National Motorsports Park for the Thanksgiving Classic. They'll have a pretty big super late model race there over the weekend. All right, let's get straight to it. Geez, what am I going to talk about? Lots of things to talk about, lots of storylines. The big one, as it was after Martinsville a few weeks ago, was Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin. We ran round number two yesterday at Phoenix. And for those of you maybe a little fuzzy, let's recapper from Martinsville a couple of weeks ago. Chase Elliott leading, Denny Hamlin closing. In my view, never even tried to make a pass. Comes along, slams Elliott in the rear, sends him up into the fence. Bad crash. Well, the fender banging continued yesterday. Two of them got together, not in the same manner, though, and this has been a big discussion point as to the hows everything happened. A lot of guys, let's back it up again. Let me pause, put a pin in my own conversation here. Back it up to Martinsville. A lot of people were not on the hammer Denny Hamlin bandwagon for the way they felt Chase Elliott drove Brad Keselowski in the first place to take the lead at Martinsville, shoved him up out of the groove in a door-to-door situation. Hamlin comes to second, uses the bumper, pile drives, Elliott wrecks him. Elliott didn't wreck Keselowski, but a lot of people frowned upon that. Hamlin wrecked Elliott, period. At Phoenix, Chase Elliott didn't dump Denny Hamlin in the same manner, but they certainly went side by side with coming out of turn four. Elliott moves up, gets Hamlin up high. The two of them rub fenders. Hamlin then has a tire go down a little bit later and hard into the Phoenix wall. So let's see. Chase and Denny at Martinsville, Chase and Brad Kay at Martinsville, and Hamlin taken out here at Phoenix in a roundabout way by Chase Elliott, not in the same manner. What do you think? I mean, are the scores tied? I think they're tied, but it could have really easily gone in another direction. Hypothetically speaking, I wanted to talk about this because I just thought of this. I don't know if anyone else thought of this during the day. But going back to Martinsville, Hamlin wrecks Chase Elliott. Therefore, say, for instance, hypothetically, Denny Hamlin went on to win Martinsville. That would have locked him into the championship four at Homestead. Yesterday at Phoenix, I don't think Chase Elliott would have raced Denny Hamlin anywhere near as hard if Chase couldn't win. But going into Miami, hypothetically speaking, if I'm Chase Elliott and I still owe Denny Hamlin, I'm not going to pay him back at Phoenix. I'm going to try to get myself into the Final Four at Miami. If I can do that, great. Let's go down there and win a championship. If I cannot, you're darn right, Miami would have been the place I would have paid back Denny Hamlin, and there would be no way you could win a championship with a rivalry like that and anger and feuding between two guys, because I'm not going to hit you first chance I see you instantaneously in the next corner. I personally, Patrick Reynolds, as a race car driver, I'm going to wait till it's going to hurt. And if it doesn't matter at Phoenix because you're already locked into Miami, I'm not going to take my shot there. I would have taken my shot at Miami. If that had played out, totally hypothetical situation, that's what I would have done. Anyway, let's get back to the here and now. It's quite evident with what happened at Martinsville, what happened at Phoenix, which was much more racing. But I guarantee Chase raced Denny Hamlin a heck of a lot harder than he raced anybody else. And if he got into him, he didn't care. That's for darn sure. But something that certainly stepped forward, another aspect of all this, is who wrecked who, what score is to settle with who, who's ahead of who, and who owes what, and all that go. Chase Elliott is going to take over the mantle of most popular driver, hands down, when Dale Earnhardt Jr. retires. Chase Elliott is the new guy, like his dad did for however many years, like Dale Earnhardt did straight for so many years. Chase Elliott is now the guy in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Tour. He's the guy. Can he carry the sport? Can he put the sport on his shoulders like Dale Earnhardt Jr. did? Can he do it like Bill Elliott did in his day, Richard Petty in his day? Those most popular drivers, those fan favorites. The sport has a whole lot more problems, but with all these guys out of the way for next year, you know, big name favorites, all these guys, you know, Dale Jr.'s been there for a long time. He's not going to be there next year. Chase Elliott is that new name, that new face that the fans are going to go to, that everybody IDs with. This became very evident during these incidents. Denny Hamlin wearing the black hat, Chase Elliott, the new guy that will be the most popular driver for, I don't know, however many years he's going to race, he's going to be that guy, just like his father was, constantly wearing the most popular driver, being sort of the iconic face of Monster Energy Cup Tour racing. Now, going back to tempers and all that, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, no real tempers flared. We all saw that brewing at Martinsville. It came to fruition at Phoenix. I think they're good to go with neither one of them really owing each other one, neither one of them in the championship battle. That was tit for tat. However, what you will see, yes, I'm telling you now, I'm calling my shot. What you will see is Austin Cindric not finish the Truck Series race on Friday night. I'm calling that right now. And that was from the Ben Rhodes Cindric incident that also took out Matt Crafton on Friday night at Phoenix. Now, in this particular incident, I'm going to stick up for Cindric, but other guys in the garage area don't see it that way, and they will not. They're not going to stick up for Cindric. He's not going to finish the race Friday night. Late race restart at Phoenix in the Truck Series event. Cindric pulls out of line trying to go low. He gets a run on Ben Rhodes. Rhodes moved over to try to block him, came across the nose of Cindric. Cindric was having none of it and was stick Rhodes in the fence. This incident in particular, I'm going to put the blame on Rhodes. And I know Cindric, I know Rhodes. Rhodes has been a guest on the show. Nice young man. This particular incident, it was a blocking incident, and I think Rhodes was at fault and he got himself in the fence. However, Cindric has pushed himself in a position on the truck series with a lot of bulldozer moves this year that he's like the least popular guy in that garage area on the truck series. He's one of these final four dudes on the truck series that's going to settle this championship on Friday night. Rhodes is pissed off at him because it took Rhodes out of the championship fight. Matt Crafton's pissed off at him, and I believe, let me check my truck notes here, Crafton is one of the championship guys. So Crafton won't mess with him Friday night, but I call it what it is. I'm pretty sure Rhodes will make sure that Cindric does not win the championship on Friday night. Just not going to happen. If Cindric's in a good truck, drives for Brad Keselowski. If Rhodes is anywhere near him and his Cindric is in a position to win the championship, Rhodes will do something about it. He will fold them up roof flap deep into the corners at Miami. It's just not going to happen. Cindric will not be the Truck Series champion for 2017. Let's look ahead to Miami. Everybody got out of Phoenix or down to Miami. Let's see. The final four in Cup. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, and Brad Keselowski. Xfinity, if I got my names right, William Byron, Justin Allgaier, Elliot Sadler, Daniel Hemric. And in trucks, as we talked about, Johnny Sauter, Matt Crafton, Christopher Bell, and Austin Cindric. Those are your four playoff guys that go tied to Miami. NHRA just finished their countdown yesterday in Pomona, California, and I still don't care. I still hate this playoff system. A lot of people usually getting their paychecks from NASCAR or the International Speedway Corporation love this system. Think it's the most exciting system there is. Yes, fact, we have four guys tied for a championship. Patrick's fact, which I believe are Adam's facts, are straightforward. It's artificial. This isn't real. Nobody made it this way. You know, there's people that get their paychecks from the industry that are loving it, cheering it, that you can't wave a banner on the early days, you know, just take the green flag or just got to finish 30th or something like that. Whatever you want to call it, I don't care. This is not real. This is totally fabricated. We just ran the Brazil Grand Prix yesterday. Formula One has one more event at Abu Dhabi. Lewis Hamilton locked it up last week in Mexico. I'm perfectly okay with that because it's legit. It's a real auto racing championship. We started counting points at the beginning of the year. At the end of the year, we stopped counting. Hamilton's your champion. Two races to go. Good for him. The man deserved it. The team deserved it. They were that much better than everybody else. Really, how we got four guys tied? It's such an artificial flavor to it. I didn't even watch the race from Phoenix yesterday. I don't have a whole lot of interest in checking out Miami this weekend. It's just not on my radar, not on my timetable. I'm not interested in this. I don't get it. I'm not a playoff fan, and I know there's thousands out there that have bailed on this sport over the last 15 years for just this reason. I was talking to somebody else recently, another former big-time NASCAR guy. You know how all of us used to be? Sunday afternoon was must-watch television. We had to see our NASCAR. Now we don't do it anymore. How the popularity is fading in this sport as we still keep going. How long is this list of reasons of how to fix NASCAR? We talk about this all the time. Every Tuesday on the Goat Rodeo, we talk about it. The list of things you could do to fix this sport. I was talking about it with another guy that used to be really involved with racing and never missed a race. And one more reason he brought this up, and I agreed with him and expanded on it, why the fan base is fading somewhat in NASCAR. I think because of this car culture or lack of a car culture that we currently had. A car for me as a kid, I could not wait to get behind the wheel of a car when I was a teenager. And I lifted the hood as an early, you know, even younger than that. And I looked at the underhood area and I wanted to know what everything was. I wanted to know what it did. And you could identify these things to a layman, to the average dude in the 1960s. Cars are evolved, you know, as we got into emissions and more computer controls and front-wheel drive. I lift the hood on a vehicle in 2017. I'm a former mechanic. I have no idea what I'm looking for. If I turn the key and that thing does not start, I have no idea what to do except make a phone call. Kids today grow up that. Car's a mystery. They open the hood. You can't tinker. There's no connection there for these cars. And what else are they doing? Bingo. They're Ubering. There's apps on phones that do everything that we were told not to do as a kid. Remember, don't get into a car with a stranger? An Uber is just that app. It's the get into a car with a stranger app. There's all kinds of young men and young women that don't even own cars, have no plans to ever own a car. They're going to Uber their whole life. They don't need to. It's an added expense. They'd rather just have an Uber account and do that. You can't work on the cars. You can't tinker with them. And people don't have an interest in driving them. I've been blessed to drive some really performance-based cars in my life. I drive a pickup truck. I've driven pieces of junk. You feel the car. You know what it's nice, what it's like to drive a nice car. Kids today, they don't care. There's a young generation of folks that just, you know, don't care. That is a big gap too. That you can't really dump that on NASCAR's plate. But that's a culture thing. That's a society thing. That's something that all motorsports has to reach out on and make a connection with that. But the car tinkering thing, you lift up the hood. No one's doing it anymore. Matt Kenseth's win yesterday at Phoenix, fantastic storybook finish. Felipe Massa has one race left. He retired last year, came back for one more year. A Brazilian native, his final race at Brazil yesterday, nice seventh place finish from Williams. You remember last year he crashed out. He had a teary walk through pit lane. This year he finished. He stood atop the podium as a respect of honor to him for his seventh place finish, his big race in Brazil. And we all know, you know, racing is a big, big deal down in Brazil. Alexis DeJoria, her final NHRA run was yesterday, eliminated in the second round, as she called it, a career with the funny cars. And the team will continue on with new drivers, but she's stepping away. So to Matt Kenseth, Felipe Massa, and Alexis DeJoria, I tip my hat to all three of you, and I wish you well. And before we head out of here tonight, I want to ask for some prayers. There was a death at the Myrtle Beach Speedway over the weekend. The Southeastern Limited late model car's Jackie Ward lost his life in a crash during a Friday qualifying race. And a new fan to our show, Shay DeGray, up in Statesville, North Carolina. Her father passed away, got a text less than an hour from when we went on the air tonight, and she lost her father tonight. So prayers for the DeGrays, prayers for the Ward families. Wish you all well and peace in the Lord's love over the next few days as you all deal with the death of your family. And wish you well. Prayers will continue for all of you. Guys, in between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of racing with our website, speedwayreport.com. The TV replays are now posted on the site at the top ribbon. You can click on the TV button, and you can watch tonight's show and archived programs. We also have columns from Steve Zonger, Paul Bloffus, and me. You can get some good reads at speedwayreport.com. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work tonight. You can hear more from Jeff and Racers Reunion tomorrow, Tuesday at 7 Eastern Time on Racing Through History. We affectionately call that Goat Rodeo. You tune in and you can certainly see why. Thanks to everyone on the Racers Reunion chat rooms for tuning in. It is great to be part of your family. Now, if anyone tuned in late or would like to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report, we can be viewed on demand at speedwayreport.com, racersreunion.com, and on the Speedway Report Facebook page, as all of our shows are archived. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. A special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Now, don't go anywhere, because BPJB and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour. on Racing and Rocking with draglist.com. Please like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back next Monday with news from NASCAR Championship Tripleheader in Miami, the Myrtle Beach 400, the Hickory 300, and racing's hot topics. Thank you all for joining us on racersreunion.com, Facebook Live, and speedwayreport.com. Good night, everybody. And drag F1 and Indy and everything.